You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
February the 25th, 2020. Tonight, another Democrat debate. This is critical for those trying to shut down the Bernie train. The South Carolina debate tonight, and South Carolina this weekend will be picking its Democrat nominee. Bernie Sanders' rivals will do what they can tonight to stop him. I do not expect so many to be attacking Bloomberg this time around. Bloomberg was on the stage for the first time in Nevada. This time he's back, but when they see what is happening of Bernie, Democrats are going to have to refocus, especially those who do not want Bernie. Let me give you a couple of polls quickly. Senator Bernie Sanders and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg passing former Vice President Joe Biden in New York State. That's not good for Biden either. This could be his last gasp. And then you've got Senator Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden in a virtual dead heat in Texas, but I don't think that's going to hold. The polls are what they are. We know what the polls said about Trump having a chance to win, and we know how wrong they were at that point. But these right now at this point, they are critical for the Bernie campaign and those who are worried about him. And yet Bernie continues to push and double down on Fidel Castro and Cuba. They're good. They're good people. Yeah, they're good people. And the Democrats attacking him are forgetting or ignoring what Obama did regarding Cuba, ending the wet foot, dry foot policy, sending refugees from Cuba as they arrived here right back to Cuba. We're going to get into that. And also, Hillary Clinton is suggesting, signaling, she will ultimately be willing to back Bernie Sanders if he wins the 2020 Democrat nomination. Of course, previously she had said, nobody wants to work with him, nobody likes him. But now she says, I'll be there. He was in Congress for years, Hillary had said. One senator supported him. Nobody likes him. Nobody wants to work with him. He got nothing done. A career politician. All just baloney. I feel so bad people got sucked into it. But now Clinton says, count me among those being sucked in, I guess. And Bernie, of course, continues to push socialism, as does Senator Elizabeth Warren. I'm going to spend some time before we're done over the next 2 hours reading you some material from Thomas Sowell on socialism. Very, very bright guy. And when you hear him make a direct understanding clear of what socialism is versus the pie in the sky Bernie is offering, it's going to be clear to even those who are most bent on socialism. It's not what Bernie says it is. Oh, of course, Bernie also last night in a CNN and town hall meeting came up with his plan on how he's going to pay for everything. And yes, it includes more taxes. Surprise, surprise. But it will still get you freebies. But you'll pay more taxes. We'll break it down for you. And there's a new effort underway right now to get rid of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. An effort being devised by Democrats. Why do they want to get rid of her? And can they do it? Also, the story of the LGBT feminist who says, I'm done with all you lefties. I'm going conservative. She recognizes the conservative approach to life, at least in politics, is better for her than staying with the leftists. Oh, by the way, you might not have heard about this. my boots on the ground reporter, Andrew, in Chicago. He picked this story up coming out of Australia. Three baboons are back in custody, a male and two females. They were taken to an animal hospital. There was going to be a little operation. Somehow or another, they got loose and wandered around the territory. They caught them, got them back. The idea was maybe the male baboon knew what was coming. They had him there for a vasectomy. Why'd they send the females? To keep him calm after the vasectomy. Look what they did to me! And the female said, don't worry, don't worry. Hey, we've got a lot to cover for you over the next 2 hours. Let your friends, neighbors, family, and even your enemies know. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, finding, removing threats to your health. In one facility, occupants were getting sick, but only in one portion of a building. And Wellington Environmental was asked to investigate and soon found air conditioning units in the rooms only in that side of the building were blowing cold air loaded with mold. The AC units in that part of the building were pulling air from a stagnant pond. Mystery solved, threat resolved. That's just one of many Wellington Environmental stories. And then there's a hospital that was going to have to close because of a water main break until Wellington stepped in to help. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
And we're down we go.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Who's afraid of the big bad Bernie? There's your red meat. Who's afraid of the big bad Bernie? Democrats. Democrats. The Democrat Party establishment. The same group that helped rig the 2016 election against Bernie so Hillary could get it. Now sees him back and stronger than before. I'm looking at several comments that have been coming out of Politico that monitors a lot of this, and it points out many of these Democrats inside the Democrat establishment, those who doubted that Bernie could defeat Trump, now see him moving to the top to carry the Democrat banner, and they are in full panic mode. One representative of a modern center-left group says, in 30-plus years of politics, I've never seen this level of doom. See, they were pretty sure that Biden was going to do it for them. And then he's been faltering and flailing, and again last night. And it's not over. And then when Bloomberg came on, they thought, okay, this is why Bloomberg is coming in. Because he sees there's no one standing on the stage prior to his entry that can defeat Trump. He thinks he can. Bloomberg got plastered in the first debate that he appeared on. I don't mean in being drunk. I mean that they hit him hard. He did not do well. But this time around, I think most of the Democrats on the stage will be focusing their attention on Bernie. So if you're looking for things in that debate tonight to watch, would be this. Can Bernie fend off all of the attacks? He's already opened up a can that they do not like. And that is, he's starting to talk about how great Fidel Castro was. Oh, yeah, yeah. He taught people to read and write and then threw them in jail and executed them. But right now, the Vermont senator is the unquestioned front runner in the primary. And so tonight he'll probably be treated like that, which means he's the target. In the town hall meeting last night, as Bernie continues to push his ideas of socialism, stopping short of saying communism, relabeling it Democrat socialism, and all the pie in the sky he can offer, one question from the audience was exactly the kind of question that should be asked. But as Sanders responded, you didn't really get an answer because what you got was more pie in the sky. The question from one member of the audience was, you say you're going to do all of this, you're going to make it all happen, but you still aren't telling us how you're going to pay for it. This man has been asked repeatedly, how are you going to pay for this? And suddenly last night on the stage at town hall, he pulls out a slip of paper and says, it's all right here. We're going to put it up for everybody to see later. And the crowd went enthusiastic. We're going to break down what it includes. And I think if the crowd, once they came off their high last night, took a closer look at it, they're not going to be that excited. But again, Bernie Sanders, how are you going to pay for all of this?
Given the fact that I've spent my entire adult life fighting against everything that Trump stands for, trust me, we're a little bit different. Here's what I want to do. Chris, I'm going to give this to you. I thought that question might come up. All right, here it is. This is a list which will be on our website tonight of how we pay for every program that we have developed. Okay. But let me give you some examples. Okay, you asked a good question. Here's the answer. You're right. I believe that we should make public colleges and universities tuition free because in the year 2020, when we live in a competitive global economy, I want all of our kids, regardless of income, to be able to get that higher education, college or trade schools. By the way, I also believe we should cancel all student debt in America. Okay. Now, you're smiling and you say, well, that's a great idea. How does he pay for it, right? Did I read your mind on that one? Okay. And the answer is, I'll tell you exactly how we pay for it. We pay for it through a rather modest tax on Wall Street speculation. That is how we pay for that. All right.
There you have it, a tax coming in place. And he says on Wall Street, before I get into details of that, when the cameras cut away to the audience, the yells, the applause, the groupings I saw, no one that looked to be above 26 or 27. Now, I'm sure there were many in there that were older than that, but these were the ones bright-eyed and just so alerted. Give me, give me, give me. It's going to be free college, and I won't have to pay anything. It's all going to be great. Elizabeth Warren had pushed the same thing. And when she got cornered at one of her fundraisers and her speaking occasions, a father went up to her and said, I have just finished paying off my daughter's tuition for college. Will I get that money back? And she looked at him like he was a sheep-killing dog. Of course not. You're not going to get anything back. We're just talking about those who haven't paid yet and already have debt, and they want to get out from under it, and they will give us their vote. But Bernie Sanders suddenly pulling this fact sheet out saying, I thought I might be asked about, oh, really? You had to think you might be asked about it? You've been asked repeatedly. But he brings this out. And this Wall Street speculation, as they're calling it, a de facto tax on savings. The National Review says the plan is untested. It would mean paying $25 to the federal government every time you traded $5,000 worth of stock, or five times what you'd pay the typical online brokerage in fees. All right, that's one thing. You don't deal with the stocks and say, that's not going to be affecting me. He's also looking at military cuts. Now, if he starts cutting in the military, who's that going to hurt, aside from our nation in general and what we're trying to do? And then, of course, he's talking about housing for everybody, and it would be paid entirely by a wealth tax on the top one-tenth of 1%. He says that would raise $400+ trillion. And universal child care and preschool to every family in America. Again, paid with a wealth tax of the top 0.1%, raising more than $4 trillion. Then, of course, he looks at savings, in addition to massive lawsuits, by the way. That's another little thing that he snuck into the package plan. We're going to file lawsuits. We're going to file lawsuits and get money that way. But the other point being, eliminate health tax expenditures. No longer be needed under Medicare for All. Which, by the way, did you hear or see anywhere on the mainstream media yesterday that the White House Council of Economic Advisors estimated that 13 million Americans will have increased access to health care due to President Trump's recent executive action? The White House Council of Economic Advisors estimating that millions of Americans, 13 million, will now have new health insurance access better tailored to their health care needs that were previously unavailable due to high health care prices and overregulation. This took place in a vacuum as far as the mainstream media is concerned. Now, we'd rather talk about how Bernie Sanders is going to put pie in the sky for everybody and everybody gets free health care. So let's look a little closer. I want you, if you try to follow this, you can't. But Bernie thinks by spouting this off, he's selling you that I can make it all happen. How am I going to get the money? Well, yep, we're going to have to admit we're going to raise some taxes. Here we go.
The average family in America makes about $60,000 a year. That family is paying premiums, deductibles, out-of-pocket expenses, and co-payments. That $60,000 a year family is now paying $12,000 a year for health care. It's an outrageous sum of money, about 20% of the family's income. What we do, among other proposals in there, is to say, all right, you are that average $60,000 a year family. You're going to pay a 4% tax, exempting the first $29,000, leaving $31,000 of taxable dollars, which is about $1,200 a year. A heck of a lot better than what you're paying today. We also have a payroll tax. We have a payroll tax on employers, which will save them substantial sums of money. Because remember, under Medicare for All, no more premiums for the worker or the employer. No more out-of-pocket expenses, no more deductibles, no more out-of-pocket expenses. And because we're taking on the greed of the pharmaceutical industry, nobody in America under Medicare for All pays more than $200 a year for prescription drugs.
Wow, that's exciting. That is exciting. Did you follow all of that? If you did, you're better than I. Of course, I have to admit, I'm somewhat deficient in math. I'll admit that. I often tell folks, I think we had the first real math courses in the third grade. And it was the longest 3 years of my life. They only moved me into the fourth because I began to show a mustache. Bottom line here is, when he starts rattling all this off, you might as well be saying, if a train leaves a station at 8 a.m. going 60 miles an hour to a point 325 miles away and makes I don't care. Let the train derail. But this is what they're doing. They're selling this. They're putting it up there. And all of these students, you think they got, all they heard was, it's going to be free for you. It's going to be better for you. And I mentioned that he wants to beef up some lawsuits. He claims that we're going to be able to raise $3 trillion by making the fossil fuel industry pay for their pollution, litigation, fees, taxes. In other words, cracking down on businesses again. You know why we are booming and the economy is doing so well now is because the president we have in office right now stepped in and started stripping regulations and unnecessary taxes and things of that nature that were stymieing business and encouraging them to come back and do business here in this country. Don't go outside the country. We'll make it worth your while to be here. This effort will drive them right back out into the other countries again. But Bernie doesn't care because he's all about socialism and we're going to have a world order before it's over with in his mind. And he's going to use the IRS to perform an audit of 30% of wealth tax returns for those in the 1% market. And would include a 40% exit tax on values of assets under $1 billion on and on. These numbers, I'm not an economist. I don't even pretend to be one here on the radio. But what I hear in the midst of all this is a little bit of this, a little bit of that. A little dance here, a little seltzer in your pants. What do you want? And here's the other thing. We're going to take a break. And when I come back, in addition to endorsing Cuban Fidel Castro as he has, which is upsetting many Democrats, we'll get into that in the next hour. I want to share with you where Bernie thinks he's going to take this country. If he gets in, and if he does what he's thinking about doing and embracing those he says he's going to, this nation will cease to exist as we know it. I'll explain when we continue.
Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton sponsors this segment. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. I'll see you at Red Fitness Lounge. Get details at redfitnesslounge.com. redfitnesslounge.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Bernie Sanders believes we must stand up for our values and accept refugees, asylum seekers, families who come to our country in search of the American dream. I'm all in favor of that. That's how America was given birth and has grown. Our nation is made up of cultures from around the world. We brought in refugees, asylum seekers, legally. Immigration enforcement numbers I have here in front of me show that in 2018, we granted 9 million visas. 9 million. We gave out 1 million green cards. We naturalized 707,000. Unauthorized illegals, numbering something like, the best they can put a figure on is maybe 12 million currently in the U.S., and that number is way off, probably closer to 30. But here's what Bernie is saying. Not all immigrants, but what he says, all illegal immigrants who get into the U.S. are our people. They're our people. And as he said in a Texas rally, what our campaign is about, what our administration will be about, is rethinking America. And now, friend, when he says rethinking America, he's talking about everybody, even the undocumented, get all of the same government benefits as you, a tax-paying citizen. We're not talking about those who come here legally. We're talking about also those who come here illegally. And Bernie points out that housing aid will be made available to current illegals. You know we've got people sleeping on the streets, 500,000 or more across the nation. Some of them former soldiers, troops, and so forth. Many with mental cases, mental issues, and so forth. And by saying to illegals, come on in, you're going to be our kind of people, our people. That's just going to accelerate that number. and make the problem worse, considerably worse. But when Bernie Sanders says all illegal migrants who get into the U.S. are our people, that's what our campaign is about, he's talking votes. Votes. His immigration plan is titled A Welcoming and Safe America for All. You can't have a welcoming and safe America for all without making those who are safe in America unsafe. Be it exposed to crime, terrorism, undocumented diseases. The coronavirus, we spent time on it yesterday, I'm going to do it again in the next segment, should wake people up. If you think we should not be doing proper vetting and checking of those coming across and entering our country, then you don't understand the disaster we could be facing worldwide. And if we drop our borders and we just say everybody's welcome if they'll vote for Bernie, give me a break. Now, we'll take a break now, and we'll come back and talk about that latest threat from coronavirus.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I spent time yesterday on the coronavirus and how it is going to threaten the world the way it's going at this point. Already is. And I don't want to repeat everything, but I want to put it back in context of Bernie Sanders and his idealistic approach that our nation is going to welcome everyone, be you legal or illegal. We have already documented in schools across our nation various diseases and flus and things of this nature that did not exist in a particular district until illegals came in. And it's not, you can't blame the kids. They would like to be free of it as well, but they've never had proper treatment, vaccines. And now they're in the midst of the rest of the population, as are adults. I pointed out yesterday that Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is the head of the National Institutes for Health, the difference between an epidemic and a pandemic. An epidemic being limited to one region, as it was originally with China, in one part of China. And then it got bigger and bigger. And he says, if we're not on the brink of a pandemic, we are in the midst of a pandemic. The latest word coming out of China today, 508 new cases, another 70 deaths. Again, most of those in the city, central city of Wuhan, where they first detected coronavirus back in December. That means at this point in China, 77,000 plus cases, more than 2,600 deaths that we're being told about. 80,000 second worldwide, South Korea now with the second most cases in the world. Clusters of cases now appearing in the Middle East and Europe. That would be Iran and Italy. 4 deaths reported in Japan. Word coming today, the two latest countries confirming cases of coronavirus, Austria and Croatia. If you have people coming into your country that are not properly checked, you are going to easily spread the disease. You understand that. That's not that hard to follow. But it's becoming a political football again, as you would know, between Democrats trying to blame Trump, Perfect example. Senator Ben Sasse, Nebraska, pointed out that we did not get a lot of information out of China when we should have. We were told that it was notified or they picked it up at one point and out of one area, but we don't know if that's all true. He says President Xi wants to pretend he can control everything. He couldn't control this, so he hid it for over a month, and now people all over the world are dying because how fast it spread. And he says, although Congress should definitely want to scrutinize the funding request President Trump is seeking, emergency funding is probably needed at this moment. We do have an emergency. But you get Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer criticizing, saying the administration was, quote, too little, too late. What was Trump's alternative? And does Schumer have an alternative plan? No, of course not. Every day we get a new development suggesting that we still don't really understand how bad the situation is. Now, they've already moved to change the name by the World Health Organization to change it from coronavirus. It could be because some people are stupid enough to think drinking Corona is going to give you the virus. Obviously, it's not. But they thought we're going to do something to more correctly identify where it was found. It's called coronavirus right now because under a microscope, it looks like a sun bursting. But they renamed it COVID-19, linking it to that one particular part of China. And we had been told that it probably originated at a wild meat market. A wild meat market where people, very substandard sanitation efforts, if any, bringing in all kinds of meat, slicing, dicing, and offering it for sale or whatever. Now, I could certainly understand that you could get some strange diseases out of such a situation. But that's what they were trying to say. It's a wild meat market. So they shut down that market where folks were allowed to sell wild animals. But now they begin to look closer and they're seeing it infecting people that were never near or exposed to any meat or that market itself. They start suggesting it jumped from animals to humans at that same market. Well, these folks weren't anywhere near there. They were suggesting for a while it's tied to a particular snake. These folks never had a bite of that snake, not anywhere near it. There's a joint study by the Chinese Academy of Sciences and the Chinese Institute for Brain Research, concluding that the SARS was imported from somewhere else, and that boosted that spread. That was in December 2019, and they're kind of linking it in now with coronavirus to some extent. But that's just their own examination. And you have to wonder what kind of restraints and restrictions are they under in China to establish exactly what's going on. One of the doctors who wrote a Lancet study looking at the coronavirus did tell the Chinese state news agency The cases did not necessarily mean the viruses did not originate the market, but there might be more than one spread. Was it from wild meats? Snakes, bats, mice, badgers, other pests that were killed, slaughtered, and then offered for food? They basically have a lot of skinning of dead animals in front of shoppers when they're buying these animals. Kill them on the spot, skin them for them. I know it's not appetizing as you're moving toward lunchtime, but I'm trying to tell you, that's their lifestyle, and that's what they do. It's back to the Stone Age in many cases. But now when you get this disease surfacing, and trying to find a direct correlation inside a communist country that is not going to give you full details of everything, trying to find a resolution, a way to contain, you're at a severe disadvantage. And one thing this did do, because we've seen so many Chinese factories that supply auto parts for cars built here, or even cars built there then shipped here, and other items, one of the biggest things we found is how much we rely on China for our medical supply chain. The coronavirus has apparently jeopardized our domestic supply of 150 different prescription drugs, antibiotics, generics, branded drugs. Sometimes we're just getting the ingredient from there and then we put it together here. Sometimes we're getting a final product. Now, you have to ask again, I thought we were always concerned about drugs coming out of Canada, how safe they could be, and we're not allowed to go across and buy those drugs right in Canada. And yet all of this stuff is coming in from China. Well, we're told it was coming in properly certified by the Food and Drug Administration. Now the FDA has pulled a lot of its staff members out. And if they're not properly checking it, and it's still coming in, how do we know if it's an effective medication, much less not suddenly a toxic medication? We have had a severe awakening to that point. And in fact, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, Republican, of course, said the time is coming for Congress to have oversight, consider legislation to address the American medical supply chain. I think that's a good idea. And others are suggesting that we need to have a federal industrial policy to renew domestic manufacturing of medicines and medical products inside our country, not rely on those coming in from outside. That's what we need to do. And again, if you go back to Bernie Sanders, all illegal immigrants are welcome and not probably being properly checked for anything they might be carrying when we have a pandemic moving across the globe. All right, some plans are underway to get rid of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Wait till you hear who wants to take her down and boot her out of office. Please stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
You know, going into this debate tonight, I wonder if they're going to bring up this Michael Bloomberg audio from 2016. This is an audio recording that surfaced when he called at that time Democrat rival Senator Elizabeth Warren scary. She's scary. And he criticized Barack Obama's first term. And he also said he gave an endorsement to Obama, but kind of a backhanded endorsement in 2012. He said, yeah, I endorsed him, but it was a backhanded. These comments made during a 2016 Goldman Sachs event at Yankee Stadium. And in the audio, he said, the left is arising. And again, at that time, he was Republican. He said, the left is arising. The progressive movement is just as scary. Elizabeth Warren on one side, and whoever you want to pick on the Republican on the right side. They may well come and go back after him on that. He also said, I thought Mitt Romney would do an excellent job if he did what he should have, what he did as a governor in Massachusetts, but he didn't. And again, this debate tonight in South Carolina will be another chance for Bloomberg to make the points he can make and for those others to attack him. Maybe scary Elizabeth Warren will go on the attack mode. She is an Indian. She might carry a hatchet. Oh, wait a minute. She said she's an Indian. She probably doesn't have a hatchet. Ocasio-Cortez, the darling of the left. Yeah, they switched darling so fast. I mean, remember when Beto O'Rourke was, oh, the best. And Hollywood elite were running around, going to endorse him, run for president, and it fell flat. And then Buttigieg came forward. It's not rocking out there either. They're really looking at the backside of Bernie Sanders moving farther down the road. But Ocasio-Cortez is one of those who endorsed Bernie. So why would – who wants to take her out? It's Democrats, added Democrats. Other Democrats say – enough, off with their head. Well, not quite, not yet. But they want her eliminated from the House. She's going to face primaries already. I mean, there at last I saw maybe 8 to 10, maybe 12 now, Democrats going to primary her in her election coming up because they think they can do a better job, and I have no doubt many of them probably could. They would at least appear to be a little bit more intelligent than what she's been. But here's why even established Democrats are stepping up and saying, you know, let's get rid of her. They are going to be redistricting some after the 2020 census. And they may well choose to simply eliminate her House seat. Her district might just disappear. They can do that as they go through redistricting. Why would they be so upset? Why would Democrats be that way? Well, in part because she's not paying her fair share. She's raised all of this money for herself. Raised all of this money, is not giving any money to the DNC. She's keeping it all from her for her Courage to Change PAC, refusing to pay dues to her caucus's fundraising arm, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, and they need money to help get rid of Republicans. She's not giving them anything. In other words, I got it. It's my money. I'm keeping it. Well, there's the editorial that ran in the New York Post. It ran Sunday. And it said, don't be surprised when the established Democrats who will control redistricting after the 2020 census do their best to eliminate her seat. That's because she's not playing nice with others. She wants everybody to become an alarmist, a green change thing supporter, enthusiast forever and ever. And if you don't walk that line, then you get nothing from me, and she's not even going to pay her dues. Don't you love it? Don't you love it when the Democrats begin feuding among each other like this? Oh, yeah, Republicans have the same problem. But I love this. Coming up in the next hour, all that Bernie is saying in support of Cuban Fidel Castro is being challenged by other Democrats. And I want to remind you of what Obama did on a major change for Cuban policy. And where were the Democrats on that issue at that time? Well, they were in step with Obama. And also I'm going to share some of the writings from Thomas Sowell on socialism, giving you a very clear picture. It is not what Bernie Sanders says it is. And then we've got a leftist, feminist, LGBT member who says, I'm walking away from this. I'm going to the conservative side because you lefties are just gotten too crazy. It's still to come in our next hour. Please stay with us.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.